You know that feeling when a song comes on and it's so good that it feels like you're frozen in time? Well, that's what my podcast In My Tracks is all about. The songs that stopped me in my tracks. I'm your host, Jada Burt, and I have revealing conversations with musicians about their creative challenges, mental health struggles, and the economic realities they're facing as independent artists today. And you discover your new favorite songs. Tune into In My Tracks everywhere you listen to podcasts.
What is up, y'all? This is Scarlett, aka Scardi B, aka your resident emo historian. And join me as I unpack the history of Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Look, y'all, there is a lot to cover in this limited run podcast. So strap on in, cause sugar.
We're going in. What is up, y'all? It is your girl, Scardi B, host of Sugar, We're Going In. If this is your first episode, hey, hi, hello. You have plenty to catch up on. And if this is your time back catching up, what up, Sug? I missed you, baby. Now, this is a podcast about the history of Fall Out Boy and hip hop, because who the fuck else is going to take this task, all right? Also, remember when I was like, haha, like summer break, like turn up, like see y'all in the fall? Yeah, that's not happening, because I really do miss you guys. I love doing the show so fucking much. And it's been quite a fucking struggle, I'm not gonna lie. Like, between the life changes of freelancing full time and just gig work, the summer is a really heavy time for it. And just, you know, depression being what it is. The bouts of energy I do get are to this and to focus on this and for y'all, you know, like it's been. So basically what I'm trying to tell you is that, you know, if you've been on the struggle bus, do not fret, for I am the driver and we're getting out of this bitch in one fucking piece. OK, I love y'all. We have so much to live for. This is going to be amazing. And don't get me wrong, I'm not sad all the time, but like for real, real, like, I am an emotional person. And the thing about my emotions, like my tears, like any given situation can get it, okay, right? So hear me out. Hungry, tears. Happy, tears. Horny, tears. Sad, tears. You know, like I'm crying, okay? So if I'm ever just like in a corner, just like in my mood, like know that like you can always tap in and be like, what? Like, please point to the chart, like where you're feeling. And most of the time I'm crying out of happiness, but you know, check on your girl. She be on her Gmail at the club, like really just like the anxiety of gig work and waiting for gig work and following up with gig work has taken it to the club. I can't even be outside. I can't be outside. Just hold me accountable to being outside. I'm emo. Like, we get this, you know, like I really do love life. I have a zest for life. Like, I'm the life of Zip RT. But like, sometimes you really be getting in your own fucking head. And this show has helped me do a lot of the opposite, which is do something really scary, which is putting my voice out there and talking about what I really love. But it's been really therapeutic to have y'all and to hear y'all's feedback and to be able to talk about this shit that I love so fucking much. So thank you. Gracias. Merci. Beaucoup. Anyway, here we are. We are in 2008. Okay, it is like the never-ending year, and I know it feels like, yo, Scardi, if you do one more fucking episode on 2008, I'm finna explode. I know, but we are crawling into 2009, which, if you know, the dark ages, if you know, you know. But until we do, we have something else to cover, which is the recording and release of Gym Class Heroes' album, The Quilt. I'll have some sound clips from the making of the album, behind-the-scenes videos that were posted to the Fueled by Ramen YouTube 14 years ago. Whew. Like, I literally dusted off the fucking cobweb off that fucking video to play it for y'all, but y'all know the vibes. Here for you.
What up? It's your man, Travi.
What's up? I'm Matt. We're from the band Gym Class Heroes.
And we are here at Death Star Studios recording our new record entitled You'll See When It Comes Out.
This is where I put on my narrator voice and go,
they called it The Quilt.
All right, so The Quilt is the fourth studio album by our faves, Gym Class Heroes, released by Fueled by Ramen and Decadence on September 9th of 2008. Now, why are we talking about it other than I fucking love Gym Class Heroes and this is like basically a podcast kind of dedicated to them too, you know what I'm saying? Because so much of my influence and my love for hip hop and how much I learned through Fall Out Boy was also an expansion through Gym Class Heroes and their original music, right? So half of the album's 14 tracks are produced by Patrick Stump of Fall Out Boy. We're here. It's a podcast about Fall Out Boy and hip hop. Okay, we're all here. Great. Other producers of the album include Cool and Dre, Tricky Stewart, and then All Star produce the rest that they did not.
I am Patrick Stump. I'm producing this record. One of our big goals with this record is to really capture the band as a band, like capture them live and capture their live sound, because they're a really awesome live band. And I don't think enough people know that.
What I love about like this BTS video is that you can really tell like how much Patrick just gets Gym Class Heroes and how much Gym Class trusts Patrick with their sound. I mean, they went from, you know, these two incredible albums back to back that really solidified, you know, who they are and like what to expect live, that I thought it was such a critical time for them to have this trust in each other. So, I mean, give it up to the band to talk about it themselves, right? So you'll hear about that in a little bit. But Rolling Stone had a great piece shouting out Patrick for his collaborations with a special quote pulled from Travi himself on the experience. So now this is from an article called The Year of Collaboration, How Patrick Stump, T-Pain, and Elvis Costello Spread the Love in 08. It was posted December 30th of 2008 through Rolling Stone. So this is the article, article voice. According to the Chinese calendar, 2008 was the year of the rat. But if you ask us, 2008 belongs to a different animal, the collabo. And no artist cross-pollinated more than Fall Out Boy's Patrick Stump. He even got down with Questlove, Elvis Costello. He went emo, and T-Pain, he was permanently attached to a vocoder. Rolling Stone pointed out Patrick's signature sound as emo meets blue-eyed soul, and I can't agree anymore. In a segment called This Is Why He's Hot, Travi McCoy gives us a little look into what it was like to work with him. For as little as he is, dude's pretty fucking militant, says Gym Class Heroes frontman Travi McCoy. He'll be like, Travi, hit this note. And I'll be like, just tune that shit. And he'll say, just fucking be a man and hit that shit. Travi continues to go on. He says, I've got 4 feet on the dude and he's putting me in check. And now I know it's a hyperbole that a 6'5" man is calling Patrick 2'5", but it has me in shambles, in absolute shambles. But Patrick, I know everybody knows you've got the attitude and talent of 6'5". Okay. I got your back, Patrice. You're 6'5" in my heart. Don't listen to your driver's license. She's a liar. And no, this wasn't a joke about that one time you went to jail for driver's license things. I'm so sorry. Goodbye. But also, like, be for real, I love like pointing to Fall Out Boy to people who like don't know them and being like, which one went to jail? And then being like, no, incorrect, and here's what happened. I'm great at parties. Okay, goodbye for real. Not goodbye. Okay, but like on a serious note, like fuck jail, ACAB, like let's end incarceration. This is fucking crazy, you guys. Anyway, as much as I love that article and that piece of article, Patrick lovingly gets his fucking lick back on the next part of this behind the scenes video. So let's listen to that.
Parallel priority is to make sure that everyone knows that this moron over here is actually a good MC. And not just the singer of a number one hit. Like, he's actually really smart and actually knows what he's doing. So that's kind of the focus of this record, and that's what I'm here to maintain. So I think it was basically just...
leave it up to Patrick to start off strong and end soft as hell, and ultimately complimenting the ever-loving shit out of Travi. But we love to hear it, and the fist smack at the end really wrapped it up nice. You know, he was running that shit like the army. I promise you, SS Stump was in there fucking it up, okay? Like, I will post these videos in the show notes so y'all can see, like, he was not playing. He had his button up on, he had his sweater vest on, the fedora was crispy, like there were no games being played. I know those sleeves got rolled up 2 seconds into the session. I promise you. Now, what I really love about The Quill is that it has such a classy take on features. Like, featured artists on the album itself include Busta Rhymes, Estelle, The Dream, Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, and some additional background vocals on the album are Patrick's. Patty Cash is also involved, Andre Leon, Lindsey Ray, and Pete of Fall Out Boy is also credited with working on a track, and we'll touch on that later. It's obvious that it wasn't just about the numbers. Like, these incredible features, like, were amazing and fit in well. It didn't feel forced. But most importantly, it was like they were filling a role in a movie, right? So, like, Gym Class, as a band, as a brand, as an entity, has never strayed away from, like, bigger than music production, right? Like, from the skits to the themes, like, they're the kings of this shit, okay? Like, Travi expanded on an interview for Billboard on the making of this cinematic album. On April 8th of 2008, for Billboard magazine, writer Mariel Concepcion writes about the collaborations on this album. So the article name is Guest Blend Seamlessly on New Gym Class Heroes Desk. And she starts by, Gym Class Heroes are taking on a movie approach to their sophomore album, The Quilt, starring Gym Class Heroes. It's due August via Decadence, Fueled by Ramen, according to the lead vocalist, Travi McCoy. I can't speak for everyone, but I hate seeing lots of features on an album. So instead, we're having a movie aesthetic where everyone is going to be part of the cast as opposed to being featured, he tells Billboard.com. You won't know who is who on the album just by looking at the liner notes. You'll only know if you listen and recognize the person's voice. This way, people know that we don't do stuff for the namesake, but really because that person belonged on the song. Before I utter words and before I start to begin, let me make sure you clear, I'm about securing the win. I puzzle up my words while I piece another concoction, cause I'm stubborn with the thought that failure is never an option. I grind like a conference until my calluses bleed, with the passion from my heart to the many mouths that I feed. That's why I look at most of you stupid, I know it's hard, because you can't really do nothing to me unless you're God. The Quill ultimately debuted at number 14 on Billboard 200, with 32,000 copies sold in its first week. Some songs from The Quill that Patrick specifically worked on in a production role is the first track, Guilty as Charged, featuring Estelle, Drunk Text Romeo, Like Father, Like Son, Blinded by the Sun, Catch Me If You Can, Live a Little, and No Place to Run. Now, personally, Cookie Jar off the album has had a chokehold on me since the moment it came out. Like, word for word, bar for bar, like, if that plays, like, somewhere and someone else is going in on it, I was like, you're my fucking homie for life, because that, so good. Like, let's be for real, that shit went triple platinum in my room, okay? In my iPod video, in my iPod Nano, in my household, that shit went triple platinum. Period. Now, when I first saw the track list, I know bitches were pressed at not seeing Patrick on the features. And it's me, I was bitches until I listened to, I mean, just about everything. But most importantly, one of my favorite tracks on the album called Blinded by the Sun. Now, I wasn't the only one thoroughly impressed by Blinded by the Sun. So in an article by Erica Futterman, a great name, in July of 2008, she writes album preview, right? So Gym Class Heroes invite Patrick Stump, Busta Rhymes to party under The Quilt. And she starts with, The Quilt kicks off with an energetic I'm Innocent featuring American Boy songstress Estelle and production help from Fall Out Boy's Patrick Stump, who worked on 7 of the album's tracks. Now this is Scarlett jumping in. I'm Innocent is now Guilty as Charged, which is the first track on the album. Continuing the article, here we go. Stump's retro R&B finesse shines on Blinded by the Sun, which finds Travi McCoy's raps taking on a reggae tone and Stump slipping in some vocal work for an updated take on Corey Hart's Sunglasses at Night. I will play Blinded by the Sun at the end of this show, so that way y'all can hear it, because it is super special. Now, going back to our jump scare of a Pete Wentz mention at the top of the show, where it was talked about that he had writing credits on The Quilt. And this comes from, if you were following along, CFOB had a song on it called Catch Me If You Can, and you can hear Travi McCoy on it. And this was featured again on the mixtape, but then never released by Fall Out Boy until we hear it on Gym Class Heroes' The Quill album that came out that summer. So I'm going to play a bit of, maybe I'll let that shit rock, I don't know. I'll play a bit of Fall Out Boy's version of Catch Me If You Can, as well as a piece of Gym Class Heroes, Catch Me If You Can, to see, so that way you can hear the differences, the similarities, and I just think it's so fucking cool.
Get familiar! Fall Out Boy featuring Travis from Gym Class Heroes! Let's go!
For a minute, I know we ain't been seen in a minute. We left you for a minute, now we all up in it. Baby boy, if you got them big dreams, go and get it. Never been the type for tight jeans, I won't fit it. When I see them scene girls, then they all gon' get it. And I'm living clean now, a lot of y'all won't get it. No, it's me, but I don't give a damn if y'all don't get it. So fresh and so clean in my UG fit it. While I'm laughing at the bank and y'all crying at the clinic. I read a couple blogs and they had my ass living. Never played basketball, but I can show you how to pivot. Making moves in that black hatchback, Honda Civic, like I did in high school, wishing I could relive it. But I can't, so let's go on and give the hook a revisit.
No, Sam, can't go to sleep without me in the end. See, so high, they call me Mr. Goodbye. Say, you kiss me at the end, kiss me at the end. No, Sam, I can't go to sleep without me in the end.
Yeah, you know what it is. Upstate New York's finest, baby. Upstate Berserk. Mad Sauce, Eric, how you feeling? You ready? I am.
Let's go.
It seems like these MC's heads need deflating. And I'ma play the pin because I've been waiting to make my mark on pop culture for my generation. 80s babies from the age of Nintendo, Transformers, Ninja Turtles, Hungry Hippos, G.I. Joe's full time, can't forget the clothes. Kangaroos with the zippers had a grip of those. Breaking too heavy, spinning on my elbows. Couldn't get me out my shell, toes of hell froze. R.I.P. J.M.J. Isaiah Geraldine, Monique, Auntie Annie, Grandma Christine, Uncle Bob, Sticky Sharon, and Tito. You know I miss you more than Shaq miss free throws. You put the black in the air when the weed's gone. Reminisce on when we was young, but now we grown.
Catch me if you can. Oh yeah. Well, I've been down. been seen in a minute. We left you for a minute, now we all up in it. Baby boy, if you got them big dreams, gon' get it. Never been the type of tight jeans, I won't fit it. When I see them scene girls, bet they all gon' get it. And I'm living clean, now a lot of y'all won't get it. No, it's me, but I don't give a damn if y'all don't get it. So fresh and so clean in my Eugene fitted. While I'm laughing at the bank and y'all crying at the clinic. I read a couple blogs and they had my ass living. But now I got my own, the world gotta live with it. Never played basketball, but I can show you how to pivot. Making moves in that black hatchback Honda Civic. Like I did in high school, wishing I could relive it. But I can't, so let's go on and get the hooker revisit. Years, I feel I paid my dues. So when you play this song, just know that I live my life the way I choose. And now I stand here proud, laughing out loud for a sold out crowd. That when no one's around, I refuse to feel inferior to you.
You guys have absolutely no fucking clue how much I love that song. I mean, I loved hearing the demo and the album version back to back so much. I think this is the first time I've done that really for this show. And wow, I mean, first of all, the horns at the end, like this is such a triumphant song. Like that's what I fucking love about it. Like it is not, it Catch Me If You Can maybe feels like you're hiding. No, it's like you fucking wish you were out here like me. And I love that so, so much. And the hook change, the ooh, I'll be damned, been around the world and back again, like so good. I love that hook change. As you can hear, the biggest similarity was the second verse is the first one from the demo, you know, is Travis' feature from the demo. Again, the hook is super hot and I hear Patrick going absolutely the fuck off at the end. And I hear you, baby. I hear you. You really take him to church right at the end. And that's what we love about it. And y'all would be crazy if you didn't think I was leaving you with another awesome piece of just like demo amazingness history. This is Patrick versus Estelle. Not me, Scarlett Estelle, but Estelle Estelle. This is me, Scardi B, not Estelle, okay? There's a demo version of Gym Class Hero's song Guilty as Charged, formerly called Innocent, that has a different chorus sung by Patrick. And of course, I've got it for you. So here's a listen at Patrick's version of Guilty as Charged, and then I'll play Estelle's version right after. Ow.
this court.
Come on,
I like to say this first and foremost.
And innocent,
I stand here before you, representing myself. It's trap, let's go. Slam the gavel, Judge Judy got a grudge.
Feel like hitting me for days on end, and I won't budge.
I'm on some Eddie Murphy roar, baby, it wasn't me.
Wrong place, wrong time, I was there, but I didn't see.
And you can throw the book at me, and I'ma throw it right back.
Slap the district attorney and ask him how you like that.
Then I'ma jump in front of the jury like my life is in your hands.
Can't break each and all the fingers just to make him understand.
This is honestly a case of mistake and identity.
West's face is too pretty to be in a penitentiary.
Paranoid like Chris and Snoop is out to kill me.
I think Patrick and Estelle's voices separately bring so much to the song. I personally, as much, you know, this is a Patrick Stump Stan podcast, but I'm very happy they went with Estelle and that they found Estelle to open the album for them, just because that strong female voice like really kicks off like what they wanted to be, like this cinematic album. Like, you gotta meet the femme fatale, you know what I'm saying? So I'm really happy that they went with Estelle's version. Patrick's version is awesome. And again, just gives so much depth, and both of them just bring so much different character to the song at the end of the day. Y'all, I can't ask anything more of y'all more than just to go and listen to The Quilt. Stream it, buy it, especially get it on vinyl. It's amazing to listen to Gym Class stuff on vinyl. So please pick it up. And if you want to catch Gym Class Heroes and Fall Out Boy this summer at the same time, well, not the same time, but the same festival, August 23rd and August 24th at the All Your Friends Festival in Canada. I'm really smart and didn't look it up and just said Canada, but it's held at Burroughs Creek Event Grounds. That is right in Ontario, Canada. So if you got your passport and you want to see Fall Out Boy headline on Saturday and Gym Class Heroes perform on Friday, this is the festival for you. I unfortunately will not be there, wah, wah, but I hope that some of my listeners get the chance to go and experience that. But like I said, I wanted to play Blinded by the Sun. And again, just encourage y'all to listen to the entire album. You guys already know that some of my favorite episodes are just talking about Patrick and Gym Class Heroes' relationship, specifically with just like the growth of Travis, just musicianship and everything in between. So it's always very special to do these episodes. Without further ado, you know it be me, Scardi B, signing off for Sugar We're Going In. See y'all next time. Be nice to yourself. Be nice to others. And you know, as always, bye.
But I'm still afraid. I'm not the one who would jump the gun. If I had proof, I'd take off my shades and be blinded by the sun.
One lie, two lies, I should've said shoe fly. Shame on me, I usually see through lies. Said you love me, yeah right. I thought we were airtight. You were playing foul, it was far from a fair fight. I hung on to your every word, sweetest shit I ever heard. I even made you pinky swear me just so I was reassured. The rumors started getting back like so and so was hitting that. Silly me for being such an addict for that kitty cat.
Who told me it's the truth, but I'm still afraid. I'm not the one who would jump the gun. If I had proof, I'd take off my shades and be blinded by the sun.
Should have been a tour guide. The way you led me on, knowing I was one of four guys. Said you love me, okay. Where were you the other day? Your car was parked at 38, but you at your mother's place. Your mother lives on Broadway. I followed you all day. Called, but you ignored it when you kissed him in the hallway. Call me crazy, call me odd. Call me what you want to. Karma is a bitch, I pray to God she always haunts you.